Well, folks, I'm glad you're with us today. We can join our hearts together and just be connected. And today, let's just look at the Word of God. And I have a question. And I just wonder if you've ever thought about what a huge job it is to protect our environment. I mean, think about all the vehicles and factories polluting our world. I mean, we've all seen the pictures, those disturbing pictures of the smog that covers Vancouver or Los Angeles or China. And add to those pictures, all those pictures of the massive amounts of plastic which are floating around in our oceans. All this and more, we are told, is causing global warming. We are told our environment is in crisis. Yet if I think about the massive challenge this is, I can start to think that I'm just one ordinary person. I have no formal education in caring for the environment. What would an ordinary person like me have to offer in changing the environment? A Swedish girl at 11 years old was depressed at the massive task it was of saving the planet. At 15, Greta Thunberg won a climate change essay competition in a Swedish newspaper. From there, she started to hold rallies. And now she is world known. Greta was an ordinary child who was influencing change to save the climate. Have you ever wanted to speak out about a certain issue? Maybe it's not climate change, maybe it's something else. But you've thought, you don't have the education to do so. I mean, we are not doctors, lawyers, or politicians. The truth is, we feel that those more educated than us might be opposed to what we believe. They might stand up and speak in their educated way and they would shut us down so quickly. Because really, the world might see us as just ordinary and maybe uneducated people with not much to say. And what authority do we have to say this? I mean, Rosa Parks might have felt that way. She might have thought the world will only see her as a colored woman who was just a seamstress in Alabama. On December the 1st, 1955, she was tired. She had just finished work. She walked down to the bus station. And as she got on the bus, she sat in the first row behind where the white section was. At the next stop, more white folk got on the bus. And the driver told the colored people that they had to give their seats up for the white people to sit down. Rosa Parks had done this a number of times before, but this time she was tired and she just refused. And she would not move. She was arrested and convicted of violating the laws of segregation. In fact, do you know that she was fined $10 and had to pay $4 for court costs on top of that? She appealed, and her action spurred a boycott of the bus system by the black folks of the day. And that boycott lasted over a year. The boycott ultimately led to the U.S. Supreme Court to outlaw the racial segregations on public buses in Alabama. Rosa Parks was just a seamstress, just a colored woman, just an ordinary person of her day. But she influenced people to see the need for change. The question I would like each of us to consider is, can an uneducated, ordinary person make a difference in this world today? I know most of us would quickly say, yes, without a doubt. And we would say, look at people like Greta Thunberg and Rosa Parks. Yet, deep down in our hearts, do we really believe that ordinary people like you and like me can make any difference? I'd like us to look at Acts chapter 4, verses 1 to 21 today. Peter and John are having problems because they healed the crippled beggar man at the temple gate. In fact, Peter has been thrown into prison for the night. The next day, Peter and John had to stand before the Sanhedrin, which consisted of the high priest, the elders, and the teachers of the law, probably around about 70 of them. Peter and John were questioned by these prominent, well-educated men, the men who had influence in their society and their culture. These men were opposed to what they were doing. They were opposed to them teaching about Jesus. After these men questioned Peter and John for some time, they noticed how boldly Peter and John answered their questions. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, we read, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. The Sanhedrin would have known that Peter and John were fishermen. And this would be why they thought of them as ordinary and unschooled. And in fact, the Sanhedrin was correct. For this is truly who Peter and John were. They were just ordinary men who went to work each day and were probably not schooled, but probably from a young age, they started a fishing career, and as they fished each day, they would just fish and they would come home. That's what they learned. That's what they knew. That's what they had done all their life. We've been talking a lot about Peter, this ordinary guy, over the past few weeks. And if you've missed any of the messages that we started talking about in Acts chapter 2, you can catch up online and hear them. But Peter, an ordinary man, shares the gospel on the day of Pentecost. And about 3,000 were added to the kingdom of God that day. Just an ordinary man. Peter and John, ordinary men, were used by God to heal a crippled beggar at the temple gate. Then Peter, this ordinary man, spoke to the crowds again. And we read in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, many who heard the message believed. And the number of men grew to about 5,000. thousand. Because of these ordinary, unschooled men, the 120 in the upper room on the day of Pentecost has now grown to about 5,000. There is absolutely no doubt that ordinary people can make a huge difference, especially if we will live like Peter and John had. Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 13 again. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Did you catch what made Peter and John able to affect their world, though they were just ordinary men? Yeah, it was all because they had been with Jesus. We, for the most part, are ordinary people. And if we desire to make an impact on our community, we need to be people who have been with Jesus. We must have that daily personal relationship with Him. The Sanhedrin realized that Peter and John had spent 3 years with Jesus. Peter and John were friends with Jesus. They hung out with Him. They learned from His teaching. Jesus knew how important it was for us to be with Him. He exhorts us in John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, you will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. If Peter and John had not been with Jesus, they would have had nothing to offer the people. Absolutely nothing. Just worldly wisdom, maybe. But the truth is, Peter and John were with Jesus. They were able to do amazing things for Him, even though they were ordinary people. See, they spoke words of life to all who would listen. Remember, we read that Sanhedrin was astonished as they listened to them. We need to understand that to be with Jesus is not some casual thing, not something we do once in a while or once in a blue moon. It is abiding or dwelling with Jesus. It is being so close that He is right there in our hearts 24/7. You know, it says, James wrote, come near to God, and He will come near to you. You can find that in James chapter 4, verse 8. Being with Jesus is allowing the character of Jesus to flow in us and through us. It's doing all that He has asked us. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 14, you are my friend if you do what I command. I believe the Sanhedrin knew that Peter and John had been with Jesus because of how they handled themselves. Peter and John were filled with the character of Jesus. The Sanhedrin probably could see Jesus in them. In fact, I'm sure they were saying to them, aren't these men, they're just like Jesus. They sound like Him. They act like Him. Have we been with Jesus? Can others see Jesus' character in us? Can they see the love and the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness in us? This all comes from spending time with Jesus. Time reading our Bibles. Time praying and communicating with Jesus. Time worshiping Him and sitting quietly before Jesus and listening to what He has to say to us. If we, as ordinary people, want to impact or influence our communities, or anyone for that matter, for the kingdom of God, we must be people who have been with Jesus and are being with Jesus. As we read through Acts chapter 4, we quickly realize that not only had Peter and John been with Jesus, but they'd also been filled with the Holy Spirit afresh. As Peter and John were before the Sanhedrin, Acts chapter 4 and the first part of verse 8 reveals that Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke. We have seen much change in Peter's life since the day of Pentecost, when he was initially filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter, who had been afraid and denied Jesus three times before the crucifixion, now stands up in front of thousands and even in front of those who are prominent and well-educated, those who influence their society and culture. And Peter shares Jesus with them. As he is filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter doesn't mince words, but speaks powerfully. He shares what Jesus would have him to say. There's no hesitation to speak. He has no fear of the consequences because the Holy Spirit continues to fill Peter with the power and boldness he needs. This confirms what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. And He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. As Peter and John were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were led to share the truth about Jesus. And as they did, Jesus was glorified. We notice once again that they take no credit for healing the crippled man. They give the glory to Jesus and to Him alone. Others might seem to be more educated than us, or they might seem to have had that place of prominence or influence. But as we are filled with the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in all truth. He will be right there helping us to speak. The Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom in the middle of any situation we find ourselves in. In Acts chapter 6, Stephen, who was full of God's grace and power, was doing wonders and miraculous signs. And the religious leaders, again, those who were prominent and well-educated, confronted Stephen just as they had Peter. And we read in Acts chapter 6, verse 10, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the Spirit by whom he spoke. They couldn't stand against what Stephen was saying because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He spoke under the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter and Stephen and others were ordinary people filled with the Holy Spirit. And they made a difference for Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who will give us the boldness to speak out, to share Jesus with others. He is the one who gives us what we need to accomplish the plans Jesus has for us. Again, there is no doubt that ordinary people can impact and influence their communities if they will be with Jesus and continue to be with Jesus. And if they are filled with the Holy Spirit and continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, to have Jesus, to have been with Jesus and continue to be with Jesus and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to continue to experience that filling of the Holy Spirit is terrific. It's amazing. It's great. But there needs to be an outward expression of what has happened on the inside. If the inside has not changed the outside, how will we be able to impact our community for Jesus? Let me explain it this way. We talked earlier about Greta Thunberg. We mentioned that at 11 years old, she had a deep conviction about the environmental mess the planet was in. I would venture to say that burned within her. Now, if that burning, that conviction was just kept inside, if Greta never talked about it to anyone, never shared with anyone about the environment, never wrote the article for the newspaper, she would have never influenced or impacted her world to change. But what was inside, what was burning inside, changed the outside. It changed the way she lived. It changed the way she acted, the way she spoke. And it influenced those around her. It was no different with Peter and John. They had been with Jesus. They had been filled with the Holy Spirit. And yet, who would have known if there was no outward expression of their deep conviction to serve Jesus? Really, they would have been as what some call closet Christians. They would have had nothing to share. Nobody would have known. Yet that's not who Peter and John were. What was it that astonished the Sanhedrin that day? Well, it was definitely their character. They were just like Jesus. And the Sanhedrin saw that because they said that they'd been with Jesus. But it was also how they shared their faith with not just the Sanhedrin, but with the crowds, and that they had healed the crippled man, and it was all done out in public. None of it was hidden. Listen to the conversation that the Sanhedrin had, which is recorded in Acts chapter 4, verse 16. They had sent John and Peter off to the side, and they were talking by themselves now. And this is what we read. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. The whole community of Jerusalem and even the Sanhedrin knew Peter and John had healed this man in Jesus' name. It wasn't hidden. It was out there in public. And if we continue to read on in Acts, we see that Peter doesn't hide his faith when he's in public. He's right out there. He's like an open book, as it were, for Jesus. Do we shrink back? And as it were, become a closet Christian? What impact will we have on our community, our neighbors, our loved ones, if we meet with Jesus but never share what we've experienced inside with anyone? How will others know our Lord and Savior if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, but we never allow that power to be used in our lives to touch others? We never pray for anybody, or we never allow the boldness of the Holy Spirit to be revealed in our lives. What is the point of reading the Bible if we are not going to obey what Jesus said? Paul reminds us in Acts chapter 20, in the last half of verse 35, that Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Most of us remember how exciting it was that day we received Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Some of us might even remember the very moment, the very hour, the excitement, the joy that was there. And we remember the excitement of being filled with the Holy Spirit. These were great blessings in our lives, and they came from the Lord, and they're just phenomenal times. But there are even greater blessings than us meeting with Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit. That is seeing others meet with Jesus, others having an encounter with Jesus, others being filled with the Holy Spirit. It is such a blessing to allow the power of God's Holy Spirit flow in us and through us to touch someone else. Oh, it might be that the Holy Spirit flows in us and uses us to lead someone to have an encounter with Jesus. Or it might be that He uses us to lay our hands on a sick person and pray for them. Or maybe He gives us a word of knowledge for someone. As we share it, they are moved powerfully. Let me share something that happened a few weeks ago after I'd spoken about being filled with the Holy Spirit. This person asked me and said to me that they wanted all that God had for them. They wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I asked, "Do you want me to pray for you?" And they said, "Oh yes, please do." So I laid my hand on their shoulder and I started to pray. And the power of God fell. There was no doubt about it. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began speaking in tongues. And I don't know who was more blessed, the person who received the Holy Spirit or myself, who is used by the Holy Spirit to pray for them. I mean, I went away just so excited, so happy. In fact, the first thing I did when I walked through the door at home was to tell Kath about it. I was just excited, and I've shared it with a number of people. It's so exciting because it's more blessed to give than to receive. Freely we have received, and freely we need to give it away. As we give to others, we will see outstanding miracles of Jesus, and our Father will be glorified. People need to see the outward expression of our inward lives. We need to be that open book. They need to see that we have been with Jesus and are continually being with Him. And they need to see that we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we continually allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. Can ordinary people like us make an impact? Can we influence our community for Jesus? The answer is a resounding yes! We can if we are continually being with Jesus through reading our Bible and praying and worshiping and listening to Him, what He has to say to us. We can affect change for Jesus in our communities if we will be filled with the Holy Spirit and continually looking for refillings. We can make a difference in the lives of others when we allow what God has done on the inside to become an outward expression for all to see. As it were, that we would become less and Jesus would become more. Peter, John, and the 120 were ordinary people. And they touched many, many lives. It is time for us as ordinary people to meet each day with Jesus, to be filled afresh each day with the Holy Spirit, to allow what Jesus is doing on the inside to be on the outside. So it will impact others. We need to be lights for Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for who You are and what You do in our lives. And we thank You for the opportunity that we are ordinary people. We don't want to be extra special people. We just want to be ordinary people used of You like Peter and John were and like others were in the Gospels and in the Bible, Lord. We just want to be ordinary people. We want to be with You. We want to be with Jesus each and every day, and we want that to be seen by others. Father, we want the Holy Spirit to infill us every day afresh, that we may be bold, that we may share Your love and Your goodness, that we may share Jesus with those we come in contact with. Whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's at the gas station, whether it's at the hardware store or even the hairdressing place, whether it's on the street, whether it's in our backyard, whether it's right in our home with our own family. Father, we want what is on the inside to flow out, as it were, to the outside. We want to be that open book for Jesus. We want to be less and him to be more. We want the people to see Jesus in our community. We want to influence. We want to change our community, just as Peter and John did, and as Stephen did, and as others did. Lord, use us, we pray, for your glory and for your honor, for your kingdom. Not for ourselves, but for you alone. May you be glorified. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, folks. Have a great week. God bless.